This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you're here. Look, I'm gonna make a declaration here for 2018. I'm putting it out there for the affiliates and everybody. This is the year. This is the year that either this radio show breaks through, does what it's supposed to do, or in 2019, I won't do this show. Now, it's not a threat. I enjoy doing the show. I do. And we've made lots of progress. And we have things in the hopper. But I'm telling you right now, I've made the decision that this is the end of 2019. If we haven't gotten, you know, a national deal, or we haven't expanded to the degree that I think makes us successful. So that's on you. And our team's going to work our butts off. We're going to produce a show for you every day. Through the end of this year, we're going to be on the air doing things. I'm going to bring on guest hosts. We're going to introduce new people to you. We're going to change the format. We're going to do a lot of really cool things. But I'm telling you, you have to help. It's the same way that if I had started when I was in my media room and decided I was going to do this, and I made the decision. I said, if I'm going to do this, it's going to be, you know, all in or nothing. And fortunately, we made it happen. You know, the website kicked off. We did well. TV stuff is going well. I just renewed with Fox. I believe Fox will do something with me this year in a bigger role. I don't know what that is right now. And, you know, it's all God's plan. But God wants us to work hard. It's not like he's saying, I'm just going to, you know, make it happen. For whatever reason, he's put us down through this path. And radio is a very circuitous one. And he's saying, keep at it. But I'm telling you, as listeners and the partaking of what we do here, it's really up to you. And I wouldn't even be here if it weren't for all the good things you guys did that said, we love what you're doing on Fox Heaven. We love what you're writing and how bold it is and so on and so forth. Well, it's the same with radio. And I'll be blunt. We don't know what we're doing. That's what's fun, you know, so scary about it. If I were doing it right, if I had the right team, and I don't mean this any disrespect to my team that helps us produce the show, because we're good at that. But if we had the right distribution network, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. But I got to get this team paid. And I have people who have invested years with me. So here's the deal I'm going to make you. If you want to help with this show, contact us and say, Kevin, I'm going to find people that want to help develop the show, that want to contribute. Contribute dollars, contribute time, contribute effort. We're going to put together a team to do that because we have the better part of a year to do it. Because if we don't do that, our team can focus on video. We can focus on a lot of other things where I can retool these guys and we can go do something better. The reason why I like radio, I love the idea of how far we can push this message. Now with the digital footprint, it's even better. And I'm watching, you know, people, and again, I don't regret or I'm not jealous of anybody that's out there doing their thing. I think it's wonderful that people tap into other resources and figure things out. And I'll use Ben Shapiro as a good example. Ben has figured out something operationally that I don't know because I'm too busy doing a bunch of other stuff, and he's banking. He's pushing out his message, the Ben Shapiro message. He's on college campuses, does more interviews than anybody I've ever seen, writes prolifically, has the Daily Wire, etc. We promote his stuff on my Facebook page. But I'll tell you this, Ben's no better at this than we are. And in fact, my sphere of reference in terms of Ben Shapiro's is monumentally bigger. It just is. I'm older. I understand race politics better and so on and so forth. Not taking anything away from him. He is a brilliant kid. Like him. Okay? But we can't figure out what he's doing. I'm not really trying to. And I know that sounds trite, but it's true. We don't have the time to look up. We are so busy. And I know it's a terrible thing to say. but we don't have the operational types. We have people that are so busy, they're trying to keep on to their careers. They're betting on the idea that Kevin Jackson and this team can get them to the next level. And I've been carrying that burden now for 5+ years. And, you know, I've talked to the team. They get it. You know, they're all in. You know, most of us are like, yeah, let's do this, you know, and we're looking and we're strategizing every day. But we need your help. It's that simple. And I'm not one of these guys too proud to go, oh, well, you know, everything's going great, man. Everything's going great in the standpoint of we have never wavered in the message. And we never will. Whenever my voice stops, whatever day that is, it won't be because we weakened in the message or whatever. It will be because I have looked at my time and I've said to myself, I can't do this by myself. If people aren't willing to get in there and roll up their sleeves and help us to do it, then so be it. I got a movie coming out in March 30th of this year, Bleeding Blue. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com. That movie's coming out. And let me tell you, Kevin Sorbo and others, we are already looking at the next projects. You know, I may be moving into Hollywood stuff. As funny as that sounds, it's true. And you're going to love this film. You're going to love it. If you go see it, it's going to blow your mind. I was talking to people about some of the interviews we have with police officers, and they're like, Kevin, stop it. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm not telling everybody these clips, but you're going to be blown away at what these police tell you, these interviews. So get ready for a ride. But you know what? That comes out in March. I'm speaking all over the place right now. In fact, KYKN, we're working with the Dorchester group up in Salem. I'm going to have all the details around that, but I'm going to be speaking there in March. I'm speaking at the Horowitz Institute at 2 events for that. I've got an event for education in St. Louis. I'm going to be in South Carolina at the Tea Party convention there. So we have a lot of stuff going on, and you know, it's tough for us to as a team because we just don't have that operational piece. So we rely on you. And I'm not blaming you guys by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying if you want to hear my voice and this team to be part of what the lexicon of politics, or I should say whatever you want to call it, the dynamics of politics, then you got to help us because we can't do it by ourselves. Anyway, I want to talk about Chelsea Handler. She says, I spent the day with a ski guide in Canada who pays $14 a month for insurance, health insurance. If Canada, if you make under $35,000 a year, you get free health care. What she meant to say is, what is the F wrong with our country and we can't take care of our own people? And I want to answer that question when we come back. Because in typical fashion, Chelsea Handler doesn't know what she's talking about because she's a typical liberal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Not going to spend a lot of time on this Chelsea Handler thing, but I do want to talk about it because she said she was in Canada, spent the day with a ski guide. By the way, I don't know what she did because she probably wasn't skiing, if you know what I mean. But she says he pays $14 a month for health insurance. And then she goes on to say, if you make $35,000 a year, your health insurance is free. What's wrong with our country when we can't take care of our own people? Now, I don't want to get into this whole thing of everybody's got health insurance in America. And even indigent care is better than what's in Canada. Chelsea Handler doesn't even realize that many Canadians come to America to get their health care. One of my buddies, Stephen Crowder, Stephen said to me, it took 6 months to get a blood test. You could be dead. You know how many blood-borne diseases are? 6 months to get a blood test. And people are coming here. But here's what was funny. She didn't say, hey, everybody's got health insurance. He pays $14 a month. I was at the hospital with him, and he got care that blew my mind. She didn't say that. What she said was, he told me what he pays for health insurance, and it was like, whoa. And I'm going, okay, so if you go to the hospital with him, and he gets some Cadillac treatment, and you go, man, this dude broke his leg. He was in the emergency room. They had a doctor see him within 5 minutes. That leg was set and cast, and it was all good. Then I go, whoa, that's awesome. But that's not what's going to happen. If you've got diabetes or you've got some disease that you go in and you need to get screening and all that, ask him how long he has to wait. This is a ski instructor. He's probably in pretty good shape. Go to the, in fact, do this, Chelsea. Go to the hospital instead of just conjecture. And I was talking to a guy while I was up on the, you know, and bam, skiing. And he told me this. Go to the hospital and go hang out with the indigenous and see what they go through. Go talk to people on the street and say, hey, have you been to the hospital here? What's it like? See, this is what Democrats do, leftists do. They come in with all these half-baked notions about things. Nobody in this country pays for health care. Let me tell you, go to Canada, break your leg as an American and get it covered. Go to Bangladesh and break your leg and see what happens. Go to Mexico. Let me tell you what they ask you. Where's your money? In America, something happens to you. We don't have to know you, know where you're from. You could be a terrorist, have been blown up, trying to blow up people at, say, I don't know, the Boston Marathon, and we will treat you and send the taxpayers the bill. God, drives me crazy. This is the delusion. I've been talking about delusion. This is the delusion these people live under. It's amazing. It says, there's a saying, a delusion is something that people believe despite a lack of evidence. And that's exactly what I just described with Chelsea Handler. She's deluded without even having one iota of evidence. And she says, look, America's not any good. What's up with America? There's nothing up with America except you stupid leftists who constantly believe that there's something better than us. Go find it. Find your happy place. I'm sick of them. Anyway, I want to shift gears because this is a story I wanted to cover a while back. It happened not too long ago, but I titled it, I Am Woman and You Will Listen. And so I was thinking about this piece, and I wrote this. Generally speaking, when men and women argue in relationships, it's over money. Am I right? But in this particular case, they weren't arguing over money. And that's why the story caught me. It was a story in Law and Crime. Have you been to that website, Law and Crime? Which one of you guys found this? You? Okay. Well, school him, because he hasn't been there. Anyway, Law and Crime. And this woman wanted her man's attention. That's it. She wanted his attention. Hey. Wake up. You there? Hey, I'm right here. I'm right here. And she knew how to get it. And now look. Fights happen in relationships. I'm not talking about knock down, drag out, I'm going to knock your head off, but arguments. And couples will freeze each other out. You know, like, you get into an argument, and you know, you're so mad, you're just like, I'm not talking. A significant other's talking to you, and you're just ignoring them. The freeze out. You ever done that with your girlfriend? Yeah, everybody's done a freeze out. Or you've had a freeze out done to you where you go, oh, she's not talking to me. I get it. Okay. Yeah. And sometimes people get into a loud argument. Maybe one fires a gun in another's direction. What? What are you talking about, Kevin? This happened in the state of Arizona, where I happen to reside. A woman was recently arrested because she fired two shots above her husband's head while he was on the toilet. this guy. So I'm just trying to picture. Did they argue? And he goes, look, I got to take a break. I got to take a dump. Or was he just sitting there trying to cool off, trying to chill? Regardless, this chick burst open the door. Pow, pow. Was he not? Was she like still just rah, 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 and he's freezing? You know, he's on the freeze out, won't even look. And then finally, man, pow pow. Okay, first of all, if I were him, know that just the idea that she had a weapon is enough for me to go, hey, You know what? Soon as we chill out here a little bit, I'm packing my bag. You gonna pull out a weapon? Because you're getting frozen out? Whatever the circumstances are, it shouldn't involve a firearm. The Goodyear Police Department said Fawn's husband, this one's name is Gene Fawn. They said it was on December the 30th. Officers met him near his home, and according to the cops, the man said his wife was mad at him for 2 days. And this culminated while he was sitting on the toilet. She entered the bathroom, opened fire twice over his head. And Fawn admitted to it. The woman admitted it. She was like, yeah, I did it. I did it, doggone it. I want to see the video. I want to see, not of him sitting on the loot, you know, and her firing shots. I want to see the video of them asking her why she did it. She says, I shot 2 bullets at the wall above his head to make him listen to me. And then she tried to downplay the incident. They've been married 32 years. And she says, well, he wasn't in any danger. Let me tell you, if you pull a gun on me, and I'm taking a dump, and you shoot 2 bullets over my head, I'm just going to presume you're a bad shot. Don't do that. That's crazy. She said, he would have to be 10 feet tall to be hit by the bullet. So apparently she shot way over his head. Yet again, Stevie Wonder, I don't really care. You never know what could happen. You trip and fall or, you know, who knows? Anyway, the bullets flew 7 inches over this man's head. He could have been killed over the freeze out. 2 days, not talking. Look, get some help. Go to marriage counseling. I know you've been married 32 years, but it's never too late. Holy Toledo.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. And certain subjects we cover a little bit more sensitive, not because we're not adults. And I consider the show PG-13. I have a little tongue-in-cheek humor sometimes with sexuality, and topics that have to do with sex. But for the most part, we avoid those. And when we do talk about them, I give you a little bit of warning in case there are some young ears and things like that. And the unfortunate thing is when you're talking about leftism, there is a lot of this type of stuff out there. You know, we talked about this Italian actress who said if they won an election or something in her town, some referendum, if they voted no to it, that she would, you know, go around on a tour pleasuring men. And we talked about that. And I talk about it in the sense of how silly it is, what leftists are willing to do. And then I told you Madonna had said the same thing. By the way, the Italian actress, maybe. Madonna, no. So, but, you know, we cover those topics because I think it's necessary. I don't think we should avoid topics of sexuality, because the unfortunate thing is every time the left tells us, well, you can't talk about religion, politics, and sex, as you guys have heard me say, ask me where they've been beating us in religion, politics, and sex, because we're afraid to tackle these issues. We've been so afraid to bring them up that they bring them up all the time, and then by the time we start talking about, well, hold on a second, about all these genders. Oh, look at you, Mr. Joe, homophobic or whatever, you know. And you're going, wait, that's not what I'm talking about. Hold on, can I get a word in edge? Nope, can't do it. So we've been trained in decorum to not talk about these things. And the fact of the matter is we should be talking about these things. Now, here's a subject that I think is very pertinent, because it's one of those that I think it's going to loom larger and larger over the next decade. I think our kids and grandkids are going to be dealing with this. But the leftist media attempted to mainstream pedophilia. And MSNBC put out a tweet that said this. It was NBC, actually. Would child sex robots stop pedophilia or promote it? And they offered a link to their article. And I took a screenshot of it in case they were going to delete the tweet, because that's the bad news when you use a tweet. If they delete it, then it just comes up as a blank. But here was an excerpt from the article. And I love this question, because I think it causes us to think as well as conservatives. So here's what it says. Sex robots are nothing if not controversial. Some say they perpetuate pornographic representations of women and fuel misogyny by suggesting that consent isn't required for sexual activity. Others call them a boon for people who have trouble with conventional sexual relationships and couples with mismatched sex drives. Now, some experts are further stoking the sex bot debate by arguing that the devices could become a deterrent to child molestation. They envision a future in which pedophiles are prescribed childlike sex bots. They call them CSBs. They even have an acronym for it. They said, so they can act out their urges without victimizing anyone. Now, I'm going to stop for just a second so you can stew on that. They got these sex bots that look like children, I'm presuming, so that the pedophile has his own little child that he may have sex with, and therefore no one gets hurt. Okay? You with me so far? What do you guys think? You're already kind of going there, aren't you? Yeah. So they say this. There's wide agreement among experts that neither child sex dolls nor CSBs should be freely available for purchase. But some experts say the time has come to conduct scientific research to gauge their possible use as a deterrent for pedophilia, a psychiatric disorder that causes sexual attraction to prepubescent children, and it is now treated with psychotherapy or, in some cases, libido-curbing drugs. The aim would be to examine, they say, whether, when used under clinical supervision, the devices could provide a safe outlet for individuals who are sexually attracted to children. Dr. Ron Arkin said this, "We don't know the answers yet." He's a professor of robotics at the Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta and an expert on human-robot interactions. I don't know how you can be an expert on human-robot interactions unless you were, you know, made the movie The Terminator or something, but he is. He goes on to say this, but recidivism in child sex offenders is a major problem in society that needs to be addressed, and there's a possibility that technology may be able to help with that, said the guy who designs robots. So, to help pedophiles, now I'm just thinking out loud here. I want us to go into this together. They've designed robots that look like children. So the leftist logic here is feed the beast. But let's go further and let's just go ahead and provide them for them. Let's buy these robots for these pedophiles, these members of NAMLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, that the ACLU supports and Democrats seem to fall in love with. At the very least, I'm going to make you a bet. Some leftist group will say, we need to subsidize these robots, and we need to put them on Medicare and Medicaid. For the people that have this, and I'm using my finger quotes, problem, they need to be able to buy these robots at a subsidized price, because it's better for you. This is good for everybody. It's good for society. You know, it's like those liftable wheelchairs for old people.
If you just call 1-800-MEDICARE and I will get you your sex bot at a discounted price. We will ship one to you, and if you don't like that one, we'll ship you another little old bitty boy. You know, I mean, would you want to be the one selling this? The sales guy for this company?
I mean, I've sold a lot of stuff, mostly technology. But I don't know. Now, I was talking about this in another subject. We were talking about these dolls because I was shocked to see the lifelike look of some of these dolls. But these were women, you know, dolls. And I remember as a kid when we would jokingly, somebody even in military school, I know we came back one summer and somebody had bought one. They call them blow up dolls, but I don't know what the material is. It felt like not nylon, but plastic. It felt like plastic. And the thing just had a big old red lips on the mouth and a spot in the, between its legs. And we put that on some guy's, in his rack, you know, when he went to Liberty or something one day. But, you know, but we did it as a joke. So the point is, they were just like it was junk. I mean, if you did anything with this thing more than three times, I think it was over. The relationship ended. Okay. But now the ones that I've seen, I'm telling you, they've come a long way, baby. I'll put it to you that way. It will turn your head. They take some of the most stunning dimensions of a woman, put them on these dolls, and they look like they could be in the movie, you know, Terminator, where you're going, wow, that, I mean, I don't know. It made me wonder where these things are going to be in 10 years. But the question for me is about children feeding the beast and letting pedophiles feel like, you know, they, I mean, to me, you're feeding that addiction. So the social media erupted. One of my favorite came from Kenny, who's my partner in the film, and he put this, not sure, because the thing was, would child sex robots stop pedophilia or promote it? And Kenny writes, not sure. Did that Obama sex robot stop you guys from prostituting yourselves for his administration? And then this guy, he's an anti-Trumper, but he even drew the line at normalizing pedophilia, and here's what he said. We shouldn't be normalizing pedophilia. It's promoting it. Now, Rich summed up what I believe most people think about this sick subject, and here's what he says. It's not healthy to have a desire to have sex with children. It's not healthy for a child to be engaging in sex, period. You, the media, should write stories about exactly what kind of damage it does to an individual, as well as exposing areas where this is taking place. Now, I didn't find out anything about Rick's, politics. But then another person talked about all the child exploitation bust in the first month of the Trump presidency. January 27th, 42 arrested. January 29th, 474 arrested. And then another one, and then 38. February 1st, 11 kids rescued in a New Orleans bust. February 5th, 9 arrested, 31 kids and women rescued in a bust. February 5th, 108 arrested in Illinois, 29 sex traffickers. February 5th, that there were four things. 108 arrested, 178 arrested, 750 arrested, and 92 rescued in Super Bowl interstate rescue, Illinois and Texas. And I could go on. 1,500 arrests, hundreds of children rescued, and MSNBC is talking about a sex bot. And there was another good idea. Every purchaser of that doll should be on record, public record.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we've got some new news regarding Barack Obama, and I'm telling you right now, you're seeing the writing on the wall for this clown. We talked about him earlier because they don't want his library at the University of Chicago, and I find that pretty unusual, given that that's the place where he hails from. And, you know, and I could go on, you know, he's calls it home. They helped him get elected. He got his buddy Rahm Emanuel is the mayor and on and on. Yeah, there's all kinds of reasons for them to be there. He's got a big, beautiful home there that was bought by a criminal who's now in prison Surprised he didn't try to pardon Tony Resco. But anyway, so he's got ties to Chicago. Look at the crime rate. Look at the south side of Chicago. He's done such a great job there. Isn't that where he community organized? So he builds his library on the campus of University of Chicago, and they're like, we need to move this. 100, you know, professors go, get this thing out of here. It's a disaster. It's going to cost a fortune, and it's not adding to the character of the city and so on and so forth. So what a slap in the face. And look, this has happened elsewhere. I talked about it earlier. Hawaii wanted to rename Sandy Beach Barack Obama Beach. And in one of the more liberal states in the country, they said, no, let's just not go that route. Oahu is a cesspool of liberalism, leftism. And they said, let's not be too hasty. This is a guy that the Democrats claim was the savior of their party that lost over 1,000 seats during his tenure. And doubled our national debt from $10 trillion to $20 trillion after he accused George Bush, who added a ton to the national debt, of being a communist. This is just not right. It's treasonous. It's treasonous to do that. That right there. So he does it. And so Hawaii goes, no, let's not. Maybe we'll name one of our black sand beaches, the one on the way to Hana. Maybe we'll name that one Barack Obama Beach. Yeah, I had to go make it racial. You liked that little touch, didn't you? Yeah. I don't blame you guys. I keep you entertained. That's the good thing about this job. Anyway, here's the deal. Barack Obama is building this library, and he doesn't want any of his stuff in it. Barack Obama, listen up, leftists. He's as fake as his name. This dude doesn't know what to call himself. Barry Obama? Barry Satoru? Who cares? Barry Gibbs? Barry White?
Who loves you, baby? Yeah, baby, Barry here.
This is a clown. Doesn't know who he is, and he's doggone determined to keep his identity from these leftists who think they know him. Oh, Barack, he's so amazing. He's this, he's that. I mean, I just always love watching him on TV when he gives speeches, and he's always so cool. I mean, you see the way he comes off of Huey 1 and the way he walks, and I love how he treats his family and, oh, his dog. They're just like... You just want to grab him and squeeze the rest of that syrup out of him. You know what I mean? God, you gushy, gooey, sweets. They're just, if they really knew who Barack Obama was, they would Obama him. That's where I was headed. You see how my brain works way ahead? I would abandon him with a quickness. His term president done, now it's time for the presidential library, right? The public expects Obama to fess up. Get us those college transcripts. Get us that real birth certificate. Have fun with that one, you leftist. And get us those personal things that are going to tell us about the man who led the not-so-free world for the better part of a decade. We want to see the goods, man. This is your presidential library. You're done. Your place in history is solid. You know, look, there's no going back. Yeah, you can get historians to spin it.
Well, you know, I did inherit the worst economy ever in the history of the nation. Yeah, that white boy gave me something bad here, and I had to fix it up. And because of that, you know, you got to cut me a little slack.
Okay, fine. All true. Let's just say that's the fact. You want to go with that. Fine. So give us your handwritten documents, you know, of, man, this George Bush, what a piece of crap I got here. What? I can't believe this man. You know, but he won't give you those. I'm sure he made recordings, Richard. Come on, Nixon. You know, like, you know, sitting here in the Oval Office for the first time, these people didn't think I could make it. But I'm here. You know, give us something. Give us behind the scenes, whatever. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to give you pictorials and all that. I'm just telling you. I want to see it. They won't even give us the most barren of trivialities on his oneness. Anyway, here's Fox News' report on it. They said the Obama Foundation is taking an unconventional approach to the presidential center and library being planned in Chicago. It's opting to host a digital archive of President Obama's records, but not keep his hard copy transcripts and letters and documents on site. That means no thumbing through the ex-president's correspondence on the healthcare fight or first drafts of his State of the Union addresses. The decision has historians shaking their head. All archivists are waiting to see how this will work because we're all struggling with how we will make things available digitally. This is what Peggy Glowacki, a manuscripts librarian at the Richard J. Daley Library at the University of Chicago, told the Chicago Tribune. Unconventional. Mm-hmm. That's the word they describe of a guy who's not going to give you the data. No, you can't keep my actual records. I'll let you do a digital data, and that therefore you can't share it. You can't. And let me tell you, talk about redactions. Unconventional. The left are going to present this as Obama. Oh, he's bucking tradition. He's doing things my way, right? But if Donald Trump did this, they'd go, look at him. He's hiding stuff. He doesn't want people to know about the Russia connection. That's what they're going to do. I fully expect, seriously, I will never enter the Barack Obama library unless I'm doing a story. And here's the deal. If I were to go in there, I fully expect to see his FBI-approved BlackBerry on display. Smashed, of course, when you enter the hallowed halls of ignorance, because that's what they should call it. Barack Obama's library, the hallowed halls of ignorance, because this is the dumbest president ever. If you think for one second Barack Obama is going to build a library and he's going to make it, let me tell you, everything you walk by is going to be, he was so wonderful. Look at him. Watch him give this speech. Look at him as he signs this piece of legislation that didn't help anybody, but watch it. Watch how he signs, you know. Or, what a nice suit. Who is this clothier? I'm just telling you, they are not going to give you the goods because this dude was a clown. He was a moron, a buffoon in the highest order. And people get mad when I say it and they accuse me of being jealous. Jealous of what? Jealous of what? I could outrun him. I could outplay him in basketball. My handicap in golf, even though my game right now is pretty bad, I could still beat that fool. What am I jealous of? His wife? Shoot. Man, I'd rather marry my cellmate in prison than marry Michelle Obama. I know. Get mad at me. Get mad at me. But there's people out there going, yep, I agree, Kevin. I agree. I don't want no part of that woman. Exactly. He put me in a headlock and forcing sex on me. Not this brother. Shoot. Oh, man. Why not save the world? Just put Obama's life on a thumb drive and send it out to everybody who's interested and just say, here it is, your savior. The man who did it. I mean, the story of Barack Obama, honestly, the biggest accomplishment this man ever did was to be the biggest fraud in the history of this nation who can become a president. That should give everybody hope. That book should be written. You too, you fraudulent piece of crap, drug-smoking, you know, bisexual, whatever, what do you call those things, bathhouse attending dude, you can be a president. If this dude can do it, anybody can do it. That is a book of redemption, and I mean, I'm not saying he's completely redeemed, but that is a book that is inspiring. If Obama wrote the truth, I'm telling you, I would read that book and go, dang, dude, you squandered your life, Kev. Because it would be, yeah, so I grew up, you know, my mama, my daddy left. They weren't my real daddy, but we had to fake it because everybody needed to know my mama didn't just like wasn't a promiscuous. And then we met this dude named, because you know my mom was hanging out with Frank Marshall Davis, but we met this Mexican, this Kenyan dude named Obama, and he fit the bill. So he, hey, and it was exotic. So hey, we went that route. And I am a radical. And I wasn't born here. Give a little red meat for the people that think I'm a conspiracy theorist. But, you know, and he write that book and say, yeah, I was a dope smoking dude. I was a piker. I looked for the easy way out. I loved guys, but I had to fake like I was into women and all that. And hey, I became president. I lied. I cheated. I scammed, but I made it. I would read that book. I would buy that book. I would read it. I'd have it in my library. True.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.